You're listening to the audio production of Heart of Ice by Lee Sweal, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. Southwest Portland. The fuel sloshed inside the red metal gas can, splashing in rhythm with Joey DeChico's steps. As soon as the house at the end of the long driveway came into view, he stopped and took stock. Sprawling. Lots of windows. Two-story. Wooden. On the porch, two Adirondack chairs and a blue bike with training wheels. And no lights on. No car parked in front. Nobody home. Just like Sissy, or Elizabeth, as she called herself now, had said. Because Joey didn't want to kill anyone. He had already caused enough death. The sun was setting, but the fading light was enough for what he needed to do. Joey walked to one corner, carefully tilted the can, and began to trace a line around the house, drawing an invisible noose. By the time he finished, it was almost fully dark. He trailed the last of the gasoline and diesel mixture back up along the driveway. Pulling a silver Zippo from his overalls pocket, he flipped open the cover. The thin, metallic clank gave him goosebumps, as it had every time since he was 11. It was showtime. Fire made Joey powerful. He could cause ordinary, boring people to wake in fright. He made the alarm sound, made the fire trucks race down the road, sirens wailing, and right behind them stampeded the television cameras and reporters, all of them eager to look upon his handiwork. Without fire, Joey was nothing. People made a point of not looking at him, at the patchwork skin on his face and his scars.